Okay guys, before we start the video, just quickly, First Man is so much more than just a YouTube channel. We've got digital products, we've got physical products. The digital products include courses, books, ebooks, etc. And the physical products is everything from supplements to clothing to grooming products to the paperback physical copy of our book. So the two links will be below. Go and check them out, guys. And now back. Okay guys, so welcome back to another video. This is a really late video. It's just coming up to midnight. But it's going to be really sunny for the next couple of days. So I don't even know how this looks. I just trusted it and put the camera on, but hopefully it looks all right. But yeah, it's going to be really sunny for the next few days, and this room gets super hot until I've got the UV stuff on the window moving forward. So yeah, I just wanted to get this done today so I didn't have to worry about it tomorrow. This is great though, because I've got this new setup where I can actually sit on the screen, react to stuff, maybe make those old I'm just fucking tired. Make those old body language analysis videos, and I can go through stuff like this with you guys as well. Now my PC's been jumping a little bit when I'm zooming in, so I think I'm going to do that in editing. I think I've got too many things running at once. But what we've got on screen, guys, is almost a format of. Do you guys remember when I did the aggregation of marginal gains, where you can get better by 1% in all areas and then you're collectively better? It's almost a branch of that, except it's going to be done slightly differently. So the reason I'm making this video is that there's so many areas to self-improve on, there's so many different things that you can improve on. It's like, where do I put my fucking attention? Because there's almost, like I said, so much to do that you can get lost within it all. And it's like, I'm not meditating whilst improving my clothing, whilst trying to boost my testosterone levels, whilst trying to do orthotropics and neck exercises, but shit, I haven't been to the gym. But am I bulking or cutting? Can I do both at once? Like, it's just fucking mayhem where you're trying to do, and then you're trying to boost your wealth, and oh, I haven't attacked my life setup and framing. So I really wanted to break it down so that you guys could see. So how do I begin this? Okay, so I've got tier one, which is things that are focused. I've got tier two, which is actionable. This PC's jumping all over the place, getting on my nerves. Tier two, which is actionable stuff, and then we've got tier three, which is self-improvement. It's so delayed. And then we've got here age, which is 16 to 18, 18 to 25, 25 to 30, and 30 plus. So the different brackets in which, these components will matter, and how effective they are at these different ages. Okay. Now, if we go back up to the top left, what we've got is a kind of instruction as to what all these different colors and stars mean. So start at the bottom. So dark blue is points on the board. And that just, like, because everything on this list is effective. Like, everything on this list is going to help and work to some extent. But that first one, points on the board, it's just, like, as I've always told you guys, it's just a momentum builder. It's just something that you can do. And you'll see certain ages, it progresses. It becomes more important as you go on. And as we get down closer to tier two, tier three especially, you'll see a lot more of just points on the board stuff like meditation, reading books. Do you know what I mean? This standard self-improvement stuff that everybody talks about. But truth be told, it's just building momentum. It's not going to do a lot for you. It's just mindset training and shit. But it's still useful. It's just not the most useful. So anything in green is a boost. It'll add a boost to your life, which is, massively favorable. So we'll get to a few of those. And sometimes, like I said, there's different stages of your life where it gives you a boost, and then at other stages, it's crucial. Now, the goldy yellow type of color, but it's supposed to be gold, is something that's life-changing, something that's going to make a ripple effect across the rest of your life, something that when you do it, you're going to realize you've done it. Your life is holistically is going to become better, or significantly better in a singular area. And then anything that has that star is anything that takes you into the top 1% or helps you, get into the top 1%. So it has a real significant effect. So let's start at the top, okay? Let's start with tier one focused, and we'll look at wealth, okay? So the things on this list, truth be told, if you want to do a self-improvement journey, you know, you want it to be really effective, you're probably going to start with tier three and move up into two, whatever. But the tier one stuff here, if you're doing all of this, they all complement each other. So it's like if you're getting clear skin and, you know, your life setup's getting better and you boost your testosterone, you're probably going to be more confident. Do you see what I mean, guys? Like your body fat's probably going to be lower if your testosterone's higher. Like it all helps each other. It all mixes in. But these here are where you get the most bang for your buck. That's the way I describe it. If you just focused fully on everything in this bracket, you're probably going to get the best results. Are you going to be very well-rounded? You know, somewhat, because they have a long ripple effect in most of these areas, because they're the big hitters, so to speak. This is almost the 80-20 rule, and if you nail these, this is 80% of the game. But yeah, I think personally, if I were 18, or let's say 16 again, because I've got it up here, I would be heavily focusing on this bracket here. I'd be doing all of these things. So let's get started. So wealth, I think from 16 to 18, like it's always a boost. Like having wealth is always a boost, doesn't matter what age you are. And I think 16 to 18, it's a boost. But there's not a lot you can do with it. Okay, you're not drinking age. You're probably like not fucking as often as you're going to be in the future. Some people are. Some people are virgins into their 20s and whatever. So, you know, it's not like you can use it wildly effectively. You're probably too young to make some smart investments. You're probably not going to start your own business. Like, the wealth in this bracket has probably been given to you by parents or inheritance or something like that, right? So if you've managed to achieve wealth in this bracket yourself, then, you know, I'd sit on it for a while. I wouldn't be spending it like crazy. I'd just sit on it for a while because you don't know enough at this point. As you move into 18 to 25... look, it becomes a top 1% thing. Anything, once you're over 18, anything that is increasing your wealth is something that puts you in the top 1%. You know, it just pushes you forward. These are things that you should be chasing. These are game-changing brackets. They're going to change your life. They have the potential to put you in the top 1%. And it probably becomes more severe with every year that you get older up to 30. Okay, and then after 30 is essential. But, you know, leading up to it, it's just a must have. So number two, we've got residual income and time freedom. Okay. And what I mean by that is basically you're free to travel. You don't have to go to a 9-to-5 job. Basically, you're free to do whatever the fuck you want when you want. Basically, you can go to the gym whenever you want. You know, this is what this is all about. And this is why it's life changing. Because if you've got residual money coming in and you don't have to be at a 9-to-5 job, and you have all the freedom in the world in terms of time, well, that's going to change your life, isn't it? Because you've got all the time in the world to improve, which is going to 10x your results. That's what it did for me. But secondly, your life's going to be cooler because you're going to be able to do stuff that other people can't do. Now, next up is low body fat. So low body fat, 16 to 18. I've got it as a points on the board thing because pretty much everybody has it. So it's not going to be super effective. Like most guys have low body fat. It's points on the board if you've got it or if you can achieve it or if you can work towards it, because obviously you're growing, you're leaning towards something. You know, and if you're in shape young, it's easier to stay in shape when you're older. Like I've bulked in the past, but I've probably never been above like on my worst, most significant bulk when I was eating whatever the fuck I wanted, I didn't go above 25% body fat. But because it was so temporary, I was able to get rid of it pretty quickly. So yeah, I 16 to 18 is points on the board. You're just learning form and stuff like that. You're probably just doing sports. 18 to 25, it becomes a massive boost. You know, if you've got low percentage body fat, you're going to look good because you're starting to look more masculine. But in these brackets here, from 25 to 30, and especially beyond 30 plus, it's mega essential. Puts you in the top 1% because, you know, 25 to 30 is the great male filter, which I spoke to you guys about before, where a lot of guys start to slip. And that's when you'll start to see yourself enter the male advantage and come into your own. But 30 plus, if you've got a low percentage body fat, something sub 14, maybe like sub 12 ideally, it's going to be a game changer for not only your body, but your face, because most guys start to get a puffy, round, circular face by then. They call it the moon face where they're holding water. So if you can pull that off, top 1% man. Not on its own, I'm just saying it gets you there. It's one of the traits of. Next one is high energy levels. So look, straight across the board, guys, high energy levels, life-changing. The higher your energy levels, the more you can do. This couples up with high testosterone. So high testosterone, I would say it gives a boost to your life all the way up to 30. But then if 30 plus, you've still got high testosterone, you're one of the only guys in that bracket who has, because testosterone levels are a third of what they used to be. And once you get beyond 30, 35, depending on how you've been living, they drop naturally by 1% every year anyway. So if you can keep them high, 30 plus, look, it's a life changer. You may, like, imagine if you're the only guy at like 45 who can fuck like a train. You're going to be winning, right? Life setup slash assets. So from 16 to 18, it gives you a boost, house parties and shit. You guys get it. 18 to 25, obviously you could be the guy who's young with a nice car, game changer. 25 plus and especially 30 plus, just having cool shit, amazing assets, like an amazing life where you're traveling all the time. You've got multiple holiday homes. That makes you appear like the guy that a woman wants to be with, other guys want to hang around with. You know, it gives a great impression on things like socials. Like, it just makes your life look cool as fuck. And also in terms of enjoyment, like, it's really what you want. Because 16 to 18, maybe you've got some cool assets, but they're probably your parents. Oh, we're going out on my parents' boat. But once it's your boat at 30 plus, like, it's just so much more fun. You can do way more with it. So muscle and weight training, 16 to 18, I've got it as points on the board, because it doesn't matter how much you go to the gym, you're probably not going to look super jacked at that age. 18 to 25, it's a boost, because girls still like skinny guys around that age, and they're not as fussed. 25 plus, and again, especially 30 plus, it's essential, because if you don't look like a man at those ages, then you just get written off. You know, it's just, the girls change, man, like, guys as well, and I'll explain that in a second, but girls, for example, here, they might be like, oh, I quite like a skinny guy, and then here, oh, Vin Diesel's my type. Like, it just changes overnight. And then in terms of with men, you get a lot more respect, which obviously helps wildly. And I found, from my experience, it helps in the workplace. If you're a big jacked guy, people give you fucking promotions, they let you get away with murder, like, not literally, but yeah, it makes your life better holistically. That's what I would say. And plus you just feel better. You know, you're super protected. You don't, it's almost like I said in that video before, you have to make yourself into a weapon. You're almost giving yourself life insurance, which is just, you know, massively essential. Framing. So framing, for you guys who don't know what framing is, it's almost like, let's say, the best example I've ever heard was Andrew Tate, when he said, could be like an 18-year-old guy, oh, I'm just reading what I've put on there. It could be a guy getting out of like a Lamborghini, and you know, he's like a skinny guy with glasses on, and it just kind of looks like a nerd. Or you get a guy getting out of a Lamborghini and he looks like a mob boss. You know, he's just got like tattoos and all sorts. It's just a completely different look, but it's the same person getting out of the same car. So it's framing is how you make yourself appear. It's almost building that hyper-masculine character. So 16 to 18... yeah, it's points on the boards. You can't really frame yourself because it just looks fraudulent. Same here, 18 to 25. It's like, yeah, I'm framing myself as some superstar. But people can see through the bullshit. But once you get 25 and above and 30 plus, then framing, you know, creating your hyper-masculine character, it all comes together with the other things on this list. Clear skin, straight across the board. If you've got clear skin, there's a guy, I can't remember, there's a guy with a channel on YouTube. I can't remember his name now. Good looking loser. I think it was from back in the day. He always said something like, celebrities are just people with low body fat and good skin. Like average looking people with low body fat and good skin. And you know, I have to somewhat agree, because once you clear your skin up, you get a bit of a tan, and you get your body fat down to a low percentage, anybody can look good. So across the board, it's always essential. Like, it's a life changer. Confidence, same thing. Across the board, it's a life changer at any age. I'd probably say even more so when you're older. But yeah, across the board, like, confidence is always a win. Next up, we've got clothing. And clothing in the early days, 16 to 18... yeah, it's a boost. Obviously, it's a boost. Like, clothing's always a boost. But I don't think it matters as much at 16 to 18. It's more like just a fucking fashion thing. And have you got the latest clothes on? Like, it's not going to benefit you too much. Same from 18 to 25. Once you get in these brackets, though, 25 plus, people start taking you seriously based on the clothes you're wearing. That includes women, men, jobs you're going for, business negotiations. If you dress in a certain way, you just give out a certain aura to the world. It's like if you see an 18-year-old guy in a suit, you're like, he's going to prom, he's 18. Like, it doesn't matter that much. Gives him a boost to, you know, people his age, but it's not, you know, it's not wildly essential is what I'm saying there. But if you've got, if you get to a certain age and you're wearing like an expensive suit, or you're wearing high level clothes, or you're wearing like a long trench coat with some, like a turtleneck or something, some expensive like high level shoes, like, it's going to stand out, especially if you've got the masculine frame to go with it. Like I said, all of these in this bracket, they all complement each other. That's why they're so essential to attack. But yeah, clothing, it's like, at the age I'm at now, if I walk down the road in just like baggy clothes, not really giving a fuck, just pop into the shop, not really much female attention. If I go down just like really dressed up in nice clothes because I've been doing something that day, it's worlds apart. It's completely different. Because I think it's almost a trigger, like, buddy, you're over 30, like, start dressing properly. Do you know what I mean? He's clearly not successful. So I think it's essential. No fap and semen retention. In the early days, it's points on the board because you're going to fuck up. You're so horny when you're young, like, it's hard. You're going to fuck up a lot. And you almost need porn to some extent in the early days to just like figure stuff out, like sex positions, and like learn from it and whatever. Everyone kind of needs to go through that process, I think, at some point. And then after that, it's a boost. It's not a game changer. Like, it's not a life changing thing, but it's definitely a boost. Like, anybody who's doing nofap and semen retention is obviously going to feel better because you're not depleting yourself all the time. So it's always a boost. Status and accomplishments. It matters at any age, because you think a guy who's like 16 who's famous, it pays massively. After that, it's essential. Like, if you're a doctor, if you've accomplished something, if you're an athlete, do you know what I mean? If you've got a good title, like, any age, it's really essential. The next one's quite interesting. So it's maturity and having your shit together. I've put it as a life changer across the board. But at the bracket of 25 to 30, I've put it as a top 1% man thing, because I think having your shit together 30 plus is expected. So you're not going to get bonus points for doing it. And so is maturity. Now, prior to this, from 16 to 25, if you're mature and you got your shit together, which is hard to do, that's why it's a life changer. But if you're mature, let's focus on just that, you're going to get your shit together sooner. Like, I need to make a video on this soon. Like, the quicker you mature, the better your life very much is. Things come together. But from 25 to 30, the reason it's a top 1% man trait is because most guys aren't mature at that age. They're still going out and getting drunk. It's the great male filter where some guys separate from others. And if you've got your shit together from 25 to 30, you are just, you know, every woman in that bracket is yours. You're seeking out opportunities with your high energy while you're young, before other guys are, before they get to like their 30s and start thinking, hey, I really need to sort my shit out. So if you can do what kind of what I did from 25 to 30 in this bracket, if you can really motor and you can get your shit together in that time frame, and you're more mature than just, I want to go out and get drunk, then yeah, it can change your life completely. Diet, alcohol consumption, and water. So what I mean by this is like a clean diet. Alcohol consumption, you keep it low, if none at all. And water, at least 3-4 liters a day. I didn't realize how important this was until I started taking like natural diuretics and really focusing on water retention. It's a game changer for making your face a lot more shredded and making you look good. And it just keeps a lot of things at bay. So on here, I think from 16 to 18... all of this stuff's important as points on the boards, but I think when you're young, you can get away with it. Do you know what I mean? You can get away with going out. I'm not saying you should, but you can get away with going out a couple weekends per year and like nothing really happens to your body. It's not that bad. Testosterone still stays pretty high. The same from 18 to 25, but it's once you go past 25, it becomes essential. Now, you should be doing it anyway. These blues don't mean you shouldn't be doing it. Blue is still points on the board. You're still working away at it. You're chipping away, but you don't have to do it in a severe sense. Like now, if I go out and get drunk, I'll probably wake up with a puffy face, gain a percentage of body fat. At 18, it wouldn't have touched me. And that's the point I'm making here, is you can get away with it slightly. But it becomes essential from 25 and beyond, because, you know, if your diet isn't on point, you start looking like shit quicker. If you're drinking too much alcohol, again, same point, you start looking like shit quicker. And if you don't stay on top of your water, like, it really starts to affect you as you get older. Okay, guys, so that whole bracket there is tier one. Like, if you're doing those things, your life's going to change drastically. Is where you're getting the most bang for your buck. If I was 16 again, that's pretty much all I'd be focusing on, is that upper bracket. I think that's where you get the best results, and then I'd start trickling these things in afterwards, or if I had time. So tier two is actionable stuff, stuff that's still, you know, it's going to get you results. It's actionable, but it's not going to have that giant ripple effect across all the other areas, like the first bracket, tier one. So tier two, the top one and probably the most essential, which could bridge into that bracket, into tier one, is investing. And you'll see that this is actually opposite. So it's more essential the younger you are. It's life-changing all the way up to 30. Now, is it life-changing 30 plus? Yeah, it's a boost. But the thing is, by the time it pays off, you might be closer to 40. And my logic there is you can't combine it with the male advantage. You're still in the male advantage. But wouldn't you want to have that £1 million coming in at like 29, ready for your best years, so that when you've just put everything else together in terms of like fitness, looks, youth, etc. So that's why I've got it in there. But if investing, like, it could be in tier one, but the reason it's not is I just think a lot of guys, like, it's a risk. You could get it wrong. So it's a potential top 1% man thing, but it can also ruin you. So that's why it's in tier two. Voice and vocabulary. So Pear Bristow, I had Pear Bristow on a podcast before, and he was talking about how to project your voice, and some of the tips that he gave in that video were essential. He's changed his voice massively. And what I mean by voice and vocabulary is, a lot of guys, when they're younger, they'll kind of talk like this, and it just kind of keep it quiet, and they'll put on an accent. Now you look at the Sidemen. All the Sidemen are from fucking Burke Hampstead in North London. It's like a real expensive area. All their parents were rich as shit. And yet they talk like they're, you know, roadmen who have just stabbed somebody. And as you get older, like, that's great on YouTube. But if, as you get older, you kind of got to get rid of that, because you just sound like a prick. But then you've got vocabulary as well. So if you're using words like fam and, you know, any slang that just doesn't really get used in the professional world, it's like, you're in trouble. So when you're young, it doesn't matter too much. It's just points on the boards. Like, if you can change it, if you can do elocution and pronounce words properly, great. Becomes more essential 25 to 30, and 30 plus, if you're still talking like that, you're not going to get respected by anybody. You know, especially like, you see women dating bums in this bracket, and then once they get here, they're like, I want an actual man who talks properly. So hygiene, it's points on the ball when you're young. You don't smell that much when you're young. I know you do cardio and stuff, but you don't smell that much. And you can only, because you don't have like proper, you don't have that manly smell to you. You don't have that real masculine smell, which developed for me when I was like probably 18 onwards. You start to really stink if you don't stay on top of it. So with hygiene, I think it's points on the board, 16 to 18, and you can't afford expensive colognes too. So 18 to 25 becomes more important, and that continues up until the age of 30. And I don't think it's a life changer, because I don't think, oh, he smells good, that's changed my life. But it's a major boost from 18 onwards. And it probably becomes pretty essential from 30 onwards, maybe 25 onwards, to be honest. If you're not smelling really good with a, you know, an expensive cologne 25 plus, you should probably go and get one, because it does help. It's not a life changer, but it's a boost here. It's probably an even bigger boost here. I just haven't color graded it that way. Playing sports, I think, is essential. I think it's a life changer when you're young, because it teaches you so many lessons. It gets you in shape. I think from 18 to 25, it's a boost, keeps you in shape. It's important. Again, you learn more lessons, and it's men's football, men's rugby at that point, so it really toughens you up. It's great. And then I've left these two blank, because I don't think after a certain age sports does you any favors. I've done a whole video on this, of why I quit sports at like 25. And if you're not being paid, that is, you know, if you're being paid, then it's a life changer with top 1% man. But I don't think it pays, so I've kind of left it blank, as in, like, I don't think it even adds really anything to your life. I don't think it's even points on the board. If anything, it can be a negative up to a certain age. And if you don't understand that, go and type first man, why I quit playing sports or whatever. Like, it'll make sense once you've watched the video. Body language when you're young, yeah, it's points on the board. You're learning skills. 25 beyond, it's wildly essential. It can change your life. And then 30 plus, it's what top 1% men do. And that's why it needs to be in that bracket. They behave a certain way, you know. If you ever talk to a guy who's like 40 years old, who's successful, and he shakes your hand, stares you right in the eye, and just stands in a certain way, it's like nothing. He's not fearful of that situation. He's not looking at the ground, you know, just petrified, you know, of the situation. So I think body language is, when done well, at a certain age and beyond, is a top 1% man trait. Head hair, I think from 16 to 25, it's essential. I think it's life-changing. I think after that, it's a boost. It's, you know, from a guy who's gone bald and, you know, had SMP and stuff like that, I've noticed it's a boost. But it's not essential once you got get past a certain age. And probably 30 plus, it could be... here's the thing. I would say 30 plus, it's points on the boards. Like, it's just okay. But it is a bonus. It does give you a boost because it just makes most people look better. Now, if you're low percentage body fat, it can cancel it all out. I want to make a video soon on how to be a good looking bald guy. I think that'll be quite a good video. But the main thing to being a good looking bald guy is just be low percentage body fat. Like, any good looking bald guy or guy with shaved hair, just like 9-10% body fat, and it works. Water retention is always a boost at any age. And what I mean by water retention is like removing water. So for a lot of guys, I know it sounds weird, but if you don't drink enough fluids throughout the day, but water mainly, your body starts storing water in your face. So that's why I said it's so important to consume like 4 liters per day, roughly. That's what I do. Stuff like natural diuretics, my supplement, which will actually be out in about 2-3 weeks. So it's improved, actually. You're getting 3 tablets per day, and all the ingredients have gone up in dosage. So it's going to be even better than before. Same price. But yeah, water retention is basically, guys, like if you're having too much sodium and too many sugars and you're not living correctly, you're not sleeping well, you're not drinking water properly, like your body just starts storing water and you just have that real buffalo look. It's not good. So it's always a boost. Early nights and early mornings. So if you're going to bed early, which I'm making this video fucking past midnight now, so that's a shame. But it had to be done. And getting up early in the morning, I just think it makes you more productive. Now, is it going to change your life? Maybe for some people if they had terrible lives before. But I think it's throughout your life, is just points on the board. Because it just keeps you in a rhythm. It just builds momentum. You know, like I said, I'll go to bed slightly later tonight. It's not going to change my life negatively. Like, I'm still going to be able to do a whole day's work. And it's not. But it's nice to be in that routine because you get in a certain rhythm. You look better when you go to bed earlier. I think each hour before 12 is worth 2 afterwards. And, you know, early mornings, it just makes you more productive, but it is points on the board. Could it give you a boost? Depends on how your life was before. Orthotropics and some mental exercises, super life-changing up to the age of 25, because your face is more susceptible to change. Your bones are more susceptible to change at a younger age. Then it becomes a boost, 25 to 30. And then after that, it's just points on the board because it's harder to remodel your face the older you get. Because of growth hormones and calcification, like, it's just not going to take place at the same rate. Bone remodeling, they call it. It's going to happen rapidly when you're young. And even younger than that, it's even more essential. But as you get older, it's going to slow down. So the face that you have, you're not stuck with it. It's just going to take like 10 years to change it. So it's essential to do it when you're young. So I would seriously attack that as like my secondary. Next up, daily routine / task list. So it's always points on the board. It's not going to change the game for you, but it's, you know, it's good to have. Like, you've got to be doing that throughout the day. I still do it every day, but it's not, you know, if I got rid of it, I'd still be pretty productive. Social circle in the early days, usually friends with idiots. As you get older, it's a boost to your life because your friends 25 to 30 are going to be a big influence on you. 30 plus, most of your friends are probably going to be work-based, networking-based. I'm finding that in my life now, like all the people I'm hanging out with and whatever, like people that we can collaborate, we can help each other, we can work together. I'm building up a solid network, and that can make you a top 1% man. That can put you in a serious bracket. Grooming, when you're young, you probably don't even have a beard. It doesn't matter that much. You know, there's certain stuff you don't really need to be doing. Like, you're probably not that hairy. So up to the age of 25, it's just points on the board. Past a certain age, when you start getting like ear hair and nose hair and stuff like that, it's essential because it can make you look old. Like shaving a monobrow and stuff like that, like getting trimmed up, getting rid of a few of the gray hairs and whatever, it can give you a boost. Skincare, it's always a boost up until when you get older, 30 plus, then it becomes, you know, life changing. Because if you can still have good skin and you've got good habits over the years, then you're going to look fantastic. At the age of 30, you're going to look... Here's the thing. You don't want to look like 25 at 30. This is what people get wrong. You want to look like a healthy 30-year-old. Like, that's the key. Like, everyone's saying they want to look younger. You don't. You just want to, you want to look 30, but you want to look vibrant at 30. You want to look like a healthy, in your prime 30. There's a big difference between that and like a gray, dull, skin's flaky 30. There's a big difference. Removing bad habits, so that's always a point, that's always points on the board, that kind of self-explanatory. Intelligence is always a boost, but as you get 30 plus, it becomes more essential for every area of life, and that can make you a top 1% man. Social skills and humor is points on the board when you're young. As you get a little bit older, I think it becomes a major boost to your life, and then as you get 30 plus, I think it's wild, it's a game changer. It's wildly something that you need to be chasing, and it can make you, again, a top 1% man. So intelligence, social skills, and humor, great for networking, great for finding a life partner. Experience with women and your sex game. So when you're young, it's just points on the board for me. You know, you're learning, you're just getting to grips with the world, you're going to be shit in bed like I was when I was younger. 25 to 30, that's when you really start, you know, getting some experience, maybe racking your numbers up, getting some female attention, it becomes easier. So then it becomes a boost, you know, because your experience with women goes up and you become better in bed, which is going to help. And then 30 plus, if you're scared of women 30 plus and you're shit in bed, it's going to be hard to maintain a relationship. No woman's going to look at you and be like, I want to be with that guy forever. Like, that's quite a rough one. Now, health focused is interesting because it's the opposite of most things on here. So it's the same as investing because it is an investment in yourself. So health focused, if at 16 you're already thinking, do you know what, I don't want to go out and drink alcohol, I don't want to masturbate and lose that like essential energy, I'm going to go to bed early, I'm going to focus on myself, I'm not going to go out and get drunk, I'm going to go to the gym on a Saturday and Sunday morning, fuck, like by 25 you're going to be in one hell of a position. And that's why I've got them here as top 1% man traits, because if you got to 25, 26 around this bracket, and you've been putting the work in for, what, 9 years? You're going to be in a great position there. Like, let's be honest. I don't know why I said that like Tony the Tiger. You're going to be in a great position there. But it gives you a boost. So being health-focused is always a boost in your life. But it's massive when you're young, because that's the years where most people are going out and getting drunk and fucking their life up. And no, I'm speaking from experience here. I went out probably until I was like 22-ish. But I was getting like fucked up from 14 to 22, and I was gaining body fat slowly, like 1% each year. And I was it probably led to like hair loss and stress, and I was just fucking my life up, wasting time. I was behind the curve like for a long time, and like trying to fix stuff from 22, 23 onwards. If I had just, you know, stayed the course, I could have been in a much, like, an even better position now, I think. But it's also life lessons. So if we go down now to tier 3, this computer is jumping all over the place at the moment. Here we go. So tier 3 is self-improvement. These are the standard things that most people will do, and this kind of, you know, this is why I think, like, when I first came into this industry, I wanted to find unique concepts. I didn't want to make videos where I was just like, okay, like all the blogs back in the day, because that's the game that I came from, where people were just like, okay, you know, what you should be doing is learning languages, taking a cold shower, you know, not masturbating. It was just like, and reading books, you know, and building knowledge. That's self-improvement, and that's going to get you somewhere. And it was like, is it though? Is it like, it's great. His points on the board is going to help. It's the starting base. It's probably the foundation, but it's not going to change your life. Like, you're not going to get a drastic change. And I feel like that's the kind of tacky self-improvement that everyone thinks. You know, when you say to people, I'm into self-improvement, they're like, oh God, like how-to books and, you know, just trying to, like, doing yoga every day. Like, it's not that at all, you know, but that's what a lot of things on this list are. And a lot of people end up wasting years and years and years saying, hey, I'm doing self-improvement, I'm trying to get better. You know, women still don't like me. It's like, yeah, because all you've done is just focused on, like, you take a cold shower every morning, then you read a book, then you try and learn a language, then, you know, and that's what I used to do. In the early days, that's all I was doing. It gets you points on the board, it builds momentum, it makes you a better man, but it's just not going to get the serious results. Like, you could do everything on that tier three list for 100 years. If I put 10 million in my bank account, I could trump you in like a week. So, first of all, cultured. So it's always great to be cultured. Like, that's points on the board. And once you get 30 and beyond, like, being cultured is attractive, like, for a man or a woman. You know, it makes you interesting too. It gives you some jump off conversation points. But before that, people don't really care. Stretching, points on the board, is always good to do throughout your life. Cold showers, again, always good to do throughout your life. Can get a slight testosterone boost. You know, it's just good for your skin as well, but it's just points on the board, really. Facial exercises, again, points on the board, because orthotropics is more about bone remodeling. So that's going to give you serious effects. Facial exercises, and it's different to submental exercises, because the facial exercises just keep the muscles strong, to keep everything toned, and muscles drag bones into place. So it's going to help. But orthotropics would be more essential. But then submentals was in the orthotropics bracket, because under here, most people are always sat on their phones and whatever. And I just think it's become mega important in this generation now to be toning this up. And a good jawline can make a massive difference. Nice teeth, I always think, is just points on the board. Reason being, you know, if your teeth are terrible, then it can be a major boost. Could be a game changer if your teeth are that bad. But I think nice teeth, you don't have to do a lot. You can just do Invisalign or braces and it kind of comes together. And not only that, if you've got the money, you can drop like 5K and like problem fixed. So I never think it's that bad. Knowledge and life experience, again, it's just points on the board until you get a little bit older and then it becomes wildly attractive. It's a major boost. Posture, same again, it becomes a major boost. And what I mean by posture is there's posture exercises that you can do. I don't mean like being slumped in your chair. Everyone gets lazy. I'm kind of sat slumped now. But I'm talking about in the gym, certain exercises. Like, you do a face pull, and then when you get here, you lift and try and keep it at the same rate, and it works all the muscles around the back of here in a way that you normally wouldn't be able to do, and it pulls everything outwards. So you end up standing a little bit more upright. So that's what I mean by posture, you know, working on these sort of things and training your glutes and hamstrings, you stand more upright. You know, people don't really care too much. And you get older, it's like, hey, that guy's a little bit older, has got great posture, he stands upright, he's got a good job, he's commanding. Like, people love that shit. Skill set, so stuff like cooking, car skills, like changing a tire, DIY. Nobody gives a shit up to the age of like 25. Once you actually move into like a house, or, you know, a woman's looking to be with you for the long term, or you're in a job where it's just nice to be that guy that has multiple skills. Like, people start looking at you in a different way. Like, this guy's multifaceted. He's a man. He's a dad. He can step up. He's a leader. You know, it matters. Being tanned, always a boost. You know, it's more so for white guys. I think if you're white, a tan can absolutely change the game for you. Neck size. I think when you're younger, it doesn't matter. As you get older, it's a boost because it shows that you've got a masculine frame. You've got a skinny neck. It just doesn't make you look too good. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, again, I made a video years ago. Can't remember what it's called now. But you might be able to search First Man neck size or neck exercises. And you can search this on the internet. You know, people with a skinny neck versus a big neck. Like, the same guy, and they'll do a difference. Like, they'll put them side by side and do a spot the difference. And the guy with the bigger neck, the same guy, looks 10 times better. So it just does something. It almost frames your face, makes you look a lot more masculine and thicker. Phone social usage is just points on the board. Like, it's just removing a bad habit, reading, adding a good habit. Again, it's points on the board, building up your knowledge. And meditation, I think it's exactly the same until you get 30 plus, because life becomes stressful and you have so many things going on. I think you need to stop every now and then and have that kind of peace and quiet moment where you just breathe deeply, you know, get to grips with everything that's going on. Like, you, more money, more problems. I think more problems, the older you get up to a certain stage, I think 50 and beyond, they probably go down. But I think with more responsibility comes more problems. So, you know, that's the quote from the Spider-Man that they never released. And yeah, I just think it makes a massive difference doing something like meditation. It's definitely helped for me, like, calming myself down. I just, life's crazy at the moment. But tier one, guys, that's if you can get all of them ticked to a decent level, like, that is almost the straight seven system. If you can get them done, I think that's where you get the most bang for your buck. Personally, you guys might say different. Some of you might have done really well off investing. You know, obviously I've done well off crypto and stuff in the early days. You know, and I love body language and whatever, and some of those can be knocked up. But everything in that tier one list, I think if you were doing that sort of stuff, your life would be drastically, drastically different. I think that's the biggest overall change. Now, if you can do everything at once, great. But this is, I've made this to somewhat show you guys what to prioritize. I don't like the idea of people doing self-improvement and wasting like 10 years on the wrong shit and then going, hey, I've self-improved for ages and I've got nowhere. This is rubbish. That's what you should be focusing on first and foremost, and then make your way down the list. You know, and then also do it by age. Look at what age you are and say, what's most effective for me now? I'm going to focus on that at the current age that I'm at. Like, if you are 16 to 18, focus on maturity, you know, like clear skin, high energy levels, residual income, trying to find time and freedom, looking at investing, playing sports, maintaining your head of hair. Like, that's probably going to give you the best results. Or if you want to think about it long term, you know, wealth and low body fat and high testosterone are going to be so essential in building muscle moving forward. Well, why not start worrying about them 10 years before you need to? Like, I know it seems shit in the early days. It's like everyone's out partying except me. But that's why I've got it on this list of, like, it's a points on the board thing, diet, alcohol, consumption and water in the early days, because you can actively do it and work towards it at 16 to 18, and same with 18 to 25. And if you're 80% of the time doing it, but 20% of the time you're like, ah, I went out last night, had a few, fucking ate a few pizzas, it is what it is. You can get away with it in the early days because you're still building towards something. But then 25 to 30, if you get really serious, you still get the major results from it. So I hope that helps, guys. It's almost like the aggregation of marginal gains mixed in with like a self-improvement tier list. But yeah, it's more about prioritizing the right shit. We don't have a lot of time in our lives. So, you know, that's where I think you should be aiming your focus at different ages. I hope it's cleared up a lot regarding self-improvement for people of different ages. You might not agree with everything on that. I assume you don't. It'd be healthy if you didn't. So if you want to leave a comment, I've never actually asked people to do this, but in a community sense, if you want to leave a comment just to see what you think is the best plan, because you might have better ideas than me. I've definitely missed things off this list, so comment as well, because I can't think of everything, but comment of things that, hey, I think this should be added. It just helps all of us, you know, guys. So I'll speak to you all soon. Have a good one, guys. See you later.